Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot of stuff to get into here today. We have a guest on the show coming up in about a half hour. Gabe Sapolsky of Evolve is going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about the year in Evolve. We'll talk about whatever's going on with Evolve and WWE that I guess we can talk about. Got some potential announcements to be made on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Gabe Sapolsky on the show in about a half hour. Also today, a lot of news. We'll be taking your phone calls and emails. Raw was last night. We can talk about that show. If you want to give us a call, the studio line, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And the text message line, 425-780-7566. If you missed any of those numbers, they are always available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. So head up there and check that out. All of the numbers, everything you need to contact this show is available there. Sheamus, the new WWE champion. We had tons of people calling about Sheamus last night. We can talk about that again today. If you have any thoughts on Raw, if you watched the new episode of WWE Breaking Ground, basically whatever is on your mind is open game on the show today. We've also got a lot of news. SmackDown tapings are taking place tonight. The fella who was shot at the WWE Performance Center, that video has been released. We can talk about that. Not a lot to talk about. Dude tried to get in, couldn't, was acting all wacky, charged the police, ended up being shot. He did survive. He'll be going to trial soon. We can talk about that. A lot of news today, everybody, and we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. I don't know what's going on here today, but the phones have been ringing since about 10 minutes before we went on the air here today, and I got to find out what's going on, so... To the studio line, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, cool.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm used to hearing the click. Hey, I'm Brady. I'm in Louisiana.
Yes, and Brady.
I was listening to the show that you and Dave were doing earlier, and you talked about the 500 Club, the 50-50 Club. And I was thinking about a couple of the guys that eventually left that didn't get a push. In WWE, got to push elsewhere, like Drew Galloway, and you mentioned Evan Bourne. What do the guys like Drew Galloway and Evan Bourne think about their experience in WWE, and you know, the fact that they were kind of treated like jobbers and eventually became these great all-around performers?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I really don't know. I shouldn't speak for them. I don't know what they think about it. I know that everybody is different. The impression I've always gotten is that Evan Bourne could not possibly be happier to be out of WWE and working around the world and doing great. But I don't know if necessarily Drew Galloway would say the same thing. I'm not necessarily saying that he would be sad, but I think that if the opportunity came, he would probably be happy to go back to WWE. And we can actually talk to Gabe Sapolsky about that here today. I would not say the same thing about Evan Bourne. The answer to the question is, I can't speak for everybody, and I'm sure everybody's opinion is different. Some guys are so happy to get out of there and get working and doing their style of wrestling again, and some guys, their goal is to just get back to WWE again. Did I just shut down Mike? Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
What's happening? Oh. You have any comments?
I didn't know what you wanted me to add to that, but I guess it's just, how you came in, how your experience was there, and how you left. You know, Evan Bourne came in. I don't think anybody would have expected him to be heavyweight champion of the world. Things went how they went. He did things that made them upset, and then they, from how it seems, decided to just keep taking that out on him and ended up freezing him out until he ultimately left the company. So his situation is going to be a little bit different than a Drew Galloway, who, again, I can't speak for him or anything like that, but you saw that he came in with a lot of fanfare, had a great theme, great Titantron, big push. He was going to be the next guy. He was Vince McMahon's, one of his handpicked next guys. And things went south. One of the reasons things reportedly went south was because of his relationship with ECW Tiffany, Taryn Terrell. And then you have the problem of your personal life, having problems with your professional life. And everybody's situation is different. And whether you want to go back there or not, I guess it really depends on how happy you are without WWE. For a lot of people, they grow up and all they have ever wanted to do was be involved in WWE. And they get there and they find out that that's not really what they want. They may love professional wrestling, but WWE wasn't for them. And then there are others where it works out great. So again, it all depends on the individual and their situation there, but it seems to be now more than ever, because of the options that people have and because of some of the money that they're able to make, as well as the creative aspect of the whole deal too, which is why a lot of people really love and get into wrestling, that now more than ever, you can be happier without WWE.
All right, to the toll-free line, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Dave from Connecticut.
Yes, Dave.
I just was wondering if you could tell the listeners a little bit about how you first met Dave Meltzer, and how long was the merger between you two in the works before it happened?
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Well, I met Dave because I was doing a 900 line that went under, which is a very, very long story, but to cut to the chase, Dave also had a 900 line, and so I sent him...
This was not porn, correct?
No, this was a wrestling 900 line. I sent him a fax, and I said, Dave, I shut down my 900 line. I know you've got a line, and would you be interested in having somebody do option three or whatever it was? Because somebody was leaving. Can't even remember who it was, but he said, sure. So the next thing you know, I was doing the Wrestling Observer Hotline in the mid-90s. And then when IATA started, the very first, actually, streaming internet audio radio station, Dave got a show there. And I was going to be the guy who came on and we talked news for about 15 minutes. And then he took over the rest of the show. And pretty soon it went from doing the news to doing the whole show. And then eventually when Dave left Observer Live, because he had so many other things to do, I took over and the rest is history. As far as the merger, I was talking to Dave about the merger starting in probably 2005. But Dave had had an internet site prior to this. There was a Wrestling Observer Online a long, long time ago, and it was a disaster. And so he was very, very skeptical. And so I went 3 years and built up F4WOnline.com and ended up being a big success. And after 3 years, he was not so worried as he was in 2005. And he came on board, and the rest is history. So there you go. To the studio line, you're on the air.
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
I'm surprised it took you this long. What's up?
My question is about the recent WWE events. Do you think WWE will try to take away fans' cell phones? Since it's pretty easy to put a bomb inside a cell phone with the ISIS threats, and also you think they'll cut down on the pyro, because I think that's also a concern that maybe they might do something with the pyro going off, because it made me nervous. I saw those fireworks go off, and the Undertaker's pyro really made me nervous at Survivor Series.
Oh, well, Ryan, I think it's very unlikely that the WWE will confiscate every single cell phone of anybody that comes into the building.
Because then, how would Bray Wyatt be over?
Yeah, what are you going to do about Bray Wyatt's interest if there's no cell phones?
Well, I think cell phones are far more dangerous than a purse, because you can actually program a cell phone into a bomb with the proper...
Okay,
frame.
But Ryan, hold on a second. Where's the bomb?
Well, cell phones can be...
Yeah, the cell phone is the detonator, but where would the bomb be?
Wait a second, Ryan.
If you can't bring in a purse.
Forget about all that. Ryan, are you scared? Are you scared that
the
terrorists
are going to win? Yeah, he was all worried when that pyro went off.
Really? I'm shocked by this.
I thought that was a concern.
Well, Ryan, I don't think you got to worry about that.
Does this change your mind, though? I mean, but think about this. The things that happen all over this country when it comes to shootings and bombings and threats and things like that. Do you have any fear about going to your next event, wherever it is out there in Hagerstown or Myers-Dare or wherever it is
Cumberland.
That you go to shows? Cumberland, Martinsburg, West Virginia, wherever part of your territory that you go to shows, are you concerned that somebody is going to be there and maybe take a shot at somebody who's there?
Sadly, I cut him off.
Oh.
Hey, Ryan. No, I'm not going to let him call back. Call back tomorrow, Ryan, and we'll continue this conversation. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Josh from Mississippi.
Yes, Josh.
I just wanted to chime in. I sent this as an email because I didn't think I would get on. But the main problem I'm having with this Sheamus angle is, once again, Triple H has won. Every time Triple H has to always be the man.
Hey, hang on 1 second. We're gonna hold you over. We gotta head to a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back here on the show, everybody. Hopefully we stay on the show this time. Had some connection issues between here and the Byline Studios in San Francisco. And we're going to cross our fingers and hope that everything stays fine for the rest of the show. We had a caller on the line who I rudely had to put back on hold after all of this went down.
That's fine.
Caller, you're back on the air. What's up?
I just wanted to say that the main problem that a lot of people are avoiding or missing is that, once again, Triple H has to be the Larry Zbysko, or the, as someone on the board said, the NWO 2015 of the WWE. No matter what happens, whoever has the belt, he has to be the guy on top. It showed with the Shield versus Evolution and how after Seth turned, it just ended after Triple H had been beaten cleanly twice with him just simply saying, "I win." It happened with Sting, which ended up becoming a WCW versus WWE program for no reason whatsoever. They attempted to do the same thing with Bryan. And like last night with Sheamus, he was in the middle of the ring. And where was he at? In the back. Not even on camera, presumably, while Stephanie and Triple H were standing in the middle of the ring dealing with Roman Reigns like the mother and father, while Sheamus was just basically a lackey. And it was the same way.
It's a plug and play.
Well,
go ahead, Mike. The same thing they've done with this. If you think about it, if Seth Rollins hadn't gotten hurt, could you see this exact same scenario playing out? Yes. Yeah, you probably could. You should be able to at least. So that's great why they have the Money in the Bank winner in the cut now. We may never see a Money in the Bank winner cash in any earlier than when they get time to thinking about WrestleMania and the Royal Rumble, because if for times like this, all Sheamus is doing is taking over that role. You have, this is about Triple H and the authority and Roman Reigns. And whether Seth Rollins was there or not, it probably would have gone the same way, except at WrestleMania, you could have Triple H and Seth Rollins facing off against each other, which you're not going to have, I would not believe, when it comes to Sheamus and Triple H, because we've actually already seen that, and Triple H had already shown his dominance. So,
well, it'll be Hunter versus Reigns.
Well, exactly. But you wouldn't do Hunter versus Sheamus, where you would probably do in this scenario if it ended. There's all the reason in the world you could have done Hunter versus Seth Rollins.
Well, yeah, I think that if Seth Rollins hadn't gotten injured, I think he was probably going to be turning babyface, and then you do that match. But to go back to what the caller was talking about, here's
the thing: is this story could be told again. It can be told with anybody, and they just plugged it in. This is what they were going to do with Reigns, it seems like, and it seemed to work last night. But I don't know. Again, it wouldn't have been the way I would have done it. But who am I?
Here, listen. There was a guy, Brock Lesnar, and they gave him this big, giant push, and he decided he wanted to go play football. There was this guy, Batista, and they gave him this big push, and he ended up leaving, and he made movies. The Rock left and made movies. Now we've had a whole bunch of guys who've gone down with injuries, and the company has this mindset where, you know what? Guys come and go. We make this guy a star. We make this guy a star. Maybe this guy will get mad at quit. Maybe this guy's going to get hurt. Maybe this guy's going to want to go to Hollywood. But you know who's going to be here till the end is Hunter and Stephanie. Even if Hunter wrestles and suffers some sort of injury, he can still be that authority figure. The authority is always going to be there. And so because of that, the authority is always going to be the big stars that the company is built around. It's just the way it's going to be. Maybe they won't be the authority. Maybe Hunter will become the Gorilla Monsoon one of these days, the happy-go-lucky babyface commissioner that makes life difficult for the heels and gives the fans what they want. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but Hunter and Stephanie are going to be a focal point forever because of everything that I just mentioned.
And that's fine. You need a machine to rage against, and okay, that's fine. But then in that case, also make the title mean something. I know that's way too old and pro wrestling-ish, but the damn title's got to actually mean something. You see with Brock Lesnar, hopefully with Roman Reigns, they do. It, to me, they didn't get it off to the great start. But hey, again, I guess this is more about telling the story than having Roman Reigns and showing his range than having it be more he punches people in the face and just wins matches.
Mike, you want to know what? You and I are old. And when you mentioned that there needs to be a machine to rage against, I 1,000% disagree. I'm going to tell you why. In the mid-90s, when the Attitude Era was in full swing and Steve Austin was beating up his boss and you had a whole generation of guys that were between 20 and 25 years old, and that was really cool. Well, you know what? Now it's 2016, next month, about a month from now. It's 2016. You're 40 or 39 or whatever. You've got a kid. I'm 40. I've got a kid. My buddy Craig is 40. He's got two kids. One kid already went to college. Vinny will never have kids, but if he did, he'd have a kid right now. This is the same group of people watching. If you look at the average age of a WWE viewer, it used to be around 19, 20, 21 when I was 19, 20, 21. Now I'm 40, and it's like 39, 40, 41. It's the same people that are carrying this company. At age 40, Mike, you really need to rage against a machine. I don't. I'm over that.
Yeah, but there's always going to be somebody out there that still hates their job, still hates their boss. I mean, look,
Yeah, and all those people that are still watching, it's been 15 years. Let's have a new storyline.
Well, the thing is, you need to find the balance, but like Paul Heyman did, you tap into, I mean, as you know, whoever you're aiming at as far as your demo, which is always going to be the most impressionable group, I would think. You know, you either target the money or you target the impression. So you have to change the story as time goes on. And you have to be super creative about that to make sure that those people get locked in and to also not push it away as being something force-fed. I mean, that was the thing. You know, they played it perfectly with the ECW and their fan base, and then WWE to a point with the Attitude Era of, you know, the anything goes things and making people play into this thing of like, you know, look how counterculture we are. Look how this we are. Look how that we are. Well, really, that's just, it was part of a bigger thing where the entire culture had changed and the attitudes have gotten, you know. So there was, again, you got to change it along as time goes on. But one thing that is universal seems to be usually people getting behind a winner and getting behind a guy that actually can, you know, again, Goldberg, Hulk Hogan, the long title reign there. Look at long title reigns and the people that have had them. And you don't actually have to make them look weak all the time. Winning matches and doing things that make you, you know, how difficult is that? We've made it way too difficult.
All I know is that when Paul Heyman had the opportunity to do some booking for WWE in 2002, 2003, whenever that SmackDown era was, and he was offered opportunities and TNA and that sort of thing, you know what Paul Heyman wasn't going to do if he got the book again? He wasn't going to do ECW because the 90s were over. Paul had this figured out a decade ago, and here we are in 2016. They're still doing the same storyline that we saw in 1999 with Stone Cold Steve Austin. To the studio line, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes.
I want to ask a favor of the site, and I'm actually being serious. I'd like you to add a poll that has two questions, which are, if we were to close the site today, would you continue watching Raw? And if we were to close the site today, would you continue subscribing to the network? And I'm actually very serious about that because I keep hearing people not you talking about your subscriber numbers going up like this weekend. I've been listening to some of the shows on The Law and stuff, people saying that they would stop watching if you guys weren't around. And my sentiments sometimes feel that way, that I would definitely keep the network no matter what. But without the entertainment that you guys and insight you guys provide, there's no reason I watch like anything else or to have anything else, at least with this company.
Well,
I'm dead serious about that.
We haven't been doing polls for a while, Sammy, but I'll talk about it. But again, you're people that are listening to this show and subscribing. I mean, we're different than the larger WWE audience. We just are. And yeah, I'm sure that there are people subscribing right now that if the site closed down, they'd stop watching Raw and they stopped buying the network. But I hate to say it, but we would be a drop in the bucket. We would be a drop in the bucket. We would... If this site closed down, and everybody that subscribes and listens stopped watching Raw, stopped subscribing to the network, it would be a blip on the WWE's radar. And that's it. I mean, it's sad, but we don't matter as much as maybe some people think we do.
Well,
it's a small niche thing.
With wrestling fans, too, I mean, for anybody that says they're going to go away and they'll just follow it with the newsletter, that's just, you know, 99% of the time they'll be back because if the show starts getting good and they read it starts getting good and they understand that it's getting better because they trust Dave or Brian or, you know, whoever they're listening to's opinion on what they're talking about, they're going to go back and start watching again. So I'm not saying you take those people with a grain of salt, but the impact of them isn't going to be as much because, like you said, it's a drop in the bucket, number one. Number two, we're wrestling fans. We want it to be good. So if, you know, you find out TNA on Pop is knocking him dead time after time after time, it doesn't mean that their business is going to improve that much, but the wrestling fan will probably go back to seek them out to see what it's about. Again, sometimes it'll take more faith in things than others, but when it comes to Raw, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Now, when it comes to the network, hey, I don't know if what would how that would tie into anything.
I want to rush through a couple of these text messages before we have to head to the break here. This person says, why Sheamus? Well, he was a Money in the Bank guy, and they needed a top heel, and he was the guy they chose. This person says, the Titus O'Neil bark is a fraternity thing and not a college thing. Cue dogs bark like that. I knew he would get a million of these today after
that.
Why did Paige use the Paige tap out on the desk instead of her brutal Rampage Cradle DDT? Well, it's a new move they're doing, the PTO on the desk. I don't know why. I don't know why it is so devastating. but that's their new move. It's ridiculous. Could you see Rusev pulling a reverse AJ Lee and walking out on WWE over their treatment and apparent hostility towards Lana? I would say highly unlikely because he's not married to CM Punk. And he's deriving most of his income from this storyline. And then we got a bunch of other people talking about the Titus O'Neil deal. We got to head to a break, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment with more. Gabe Sapolsky is going to be on the show. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Gabe Sapolsky is joining us here today. Evolve, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, including some big announcements here today. And Gabe, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad. It's been a little while, but let's talk about what's going on. The year is wrapped up. No more Evolve events in 2015, but I hear we have some 2016 announcements.
Yep, we're very busy. Our Black Friday sales at DGUSA.tv. And WWNLive.com. will start tomorrow. We're going to have a huge sale on our Blu-rays, which is a big development for us this year. And we're going to put our DVDs at the lowest price they've ever been offered, and we're going to discount all the iPay-per-views, a big sale there. So getting that plug in right away. And as a little scoop, we are off the rest of the year now, but we do return to action with Evolve on January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Florida. Coincidentally, the Royal Rumble happens to be in town that weekend, as we do have two shows in Orlando where the Royal Rumble is, and our shows will not go head-to-head with the Rumble, obviously, and so we're going to make it so that fans can make a doubleheader out of it who are coming into town for the Royal Rumble, and it's going to be a big weekend for us because, number one, we are crowning the first Evolve Tag Team Champions in a three-day tournament, but we have so much talent coming in for that weekend that I'll announce right here. We are also going to have two more tournaments that weekend over the course of the 3 days. So one tournament's not enough for us. The one thing I've always prided ourselves on and Evolve and any promotion I work for is kind of paving the way for the next generation of stars, the new, today's new stars, I always like to call them. And there's a lot of guys on the horizon. So we are going to take four of those talents and put them in a round robin tournament throughout the weekend as well. And I'm not going to call it like a future stars or top prospects. It's more of like the next generation kind of tournament. So that should be fun and add a lot of great singles matches to the action. And then we have so many awesome tag teams coming in for this that we are going to have a second chance tournament as well. So if someone gets eliminated from the Evolve Tag Team Tournament, which takes place over the 3 days, they're going to go into this second chance tournament, and that's just going to increase the number of tag team matches we can do with all the great teams we have booked so far. Right now, we already announced that Anthony Nese and Caleb Conley with SoCal Bal are going to be in the tournament. Rapunzel Vice of Trent Beretta and Rocky Romero, Johnny Gargano and Drew Galloway are going to form a super team. And last night on my Twitter at Book It Gabe, I announced that Zack Sabre Jr. will be part of a super team and Tommy End will be part of a super team, two of Europe's best talents, not just Europe, two of the best talents in the world right now. And we're going to release more information in tomorrow's WWN Alerts press release. You can find that at Book It Gabe. I'm sure you'll be running the news. You can sign up for the email list at dgusa.tv. And coincidentally, we will start our Black Friday sale when that WWN Alerts hits with the big savings, our best prices ever on DVDs, our lowest prices ever. We're discounting our new Blu-rays, and we have lots of new Evolve Blu-rays coming out. The iPay-per-views are going to be cheap, so you can pick up the current shows and get those. So it's going to be a big day for us tomorrow at WWN Live as we head into January. And, of course, that'll roll into a New York return in March that we're finalizing right now. And then the big one, WrestleMania weekend. We will be in Dallas, Evolve, Shimmer, WWN Super Show, Lucha Show, Kaiju Big Battle, and a Terry Funk barbecue will all be happening. And you can go more than Mania.
Is he cooking?
Ahead, Brian, sorry.
Is he cooking?
You know what? He might be. You never know with Terry Funk. So, but he will be there, and you will be able to eat some barbecue with him. So that's all morethanmania.com for the info on that, morethanmania.com. So I got it all plugged off the bat, Brian. So what do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, listen. So you mentioned that you're going to be in Orlando on Rumble weekend. You mentioned New York, and now we're talking about WrestleMania weekend. Everybody has been talking about Evolve and WWE, and honest to God, I don't know if you know, really, everything that is going on. I'd presume that you have some sort of a clue, maybe a lot of a clue, but what is happening with this relationship?
The truth of the matter is, and I always get, oh, you're dodging the answer, or that's promoter talk or whatever, is that I don't know. We are in uncharted waters right now. Obviously, a highlight of this year was that we've started some sort of a relationship with WWE, and that kind of it's a play as you go kind of thing. You know, it's nothing that's kind of been set in stone. You've seen Johnny Gargano on NXT, and that's been a big thing. The main thing which really surprised me was Sami Zayn being able to appear on our October shows. And that was something that if you told me 2 weeks before the shows that was going to happen, I wouldn't have believed it. So that shows you the changing dynamic that happens in this relationship. It's going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be a major story to see where it goes in 2016 or where it won't go. Maybe they'll just die. We don't know. Again, it's kind of like uncharted waters. We don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what the next email is going to bring or what the next phone call is going to bring. So it might fall off a cliff or it might grow into something. The main thing that I've seen from the WWE side, and this is pretty much the basis of everything so far, is they understand, especially Triple H, is very progressive thinking, and he understands the need to have a healthy independent scene, and they see Evolve and Shine and the whole WWN family, including FIP, as a part of that. And they want that independent scene to grow and strive and be healthy, because they see that it's only going to benefit them for the long term. And so that's what their interest is right now in all this, is making sure, you know, doing what they can to shine a spotlight on us so that we are healthy. The WWE.com article is a big deal for us. Them tweeting about us, all of those things. Even a couple of months ago, if you told me were going to happen, or a couple of months before they happened, if you told me it was going to happen, I wouldn't have believed it. So you know, the fact of the matter is, we are in uncharted waters. The sink might ship tomorrow, or we might discover a big new land. You know, we don't know what's going to happen, but either way, it's going to be something to follow in 2016. It's going to be exciting for you to cover. It's going to be exciting for the fans to cover or to follow. They're not going to, you know, they're never going to know when they're going to wake up and check your site and find some big news, or check our site and find some big news, or see that the thing's dead, or see who's going where, or what's going to develop next. So I'm looking forward to being a part of the ride too, as we're kind of all in this together right now. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in 2016.
This sounds like a speech that you probably gave in high school when somebody asked you if you and a certain girl were dating.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I guess so. But, you know, if you're not sure if you're dating the girl or not, that's what you get.
And yeah.
Right now, I'm not sure what's going on.
Let's just take the ride. Now,
right now we're kind of, you know, we're having lunch in the cafeteria, you can say.
Sure, exactly. You have had some Evolve guys that have showed up on NXT television. Johnny Gargano, I mean, this is no secret really, but Johnny Gargano is so awesome. And I don't think he's signed yet. In fact, I'm pretty sure he hasn't signed yet. I have no idea why not. He's great. Has his appearances and Tommaso Ciampa and various, I mean, has this helped Evolve attendance yet? Did the Sami Zayn appearance help attendance yet? Is this kind of just, this is the beginning and it's going to take a while?
The Johnny Gargano, I believe it's benefited Johnny Gargano. You know, Ciampa we haven't used yet, although I'm a big fan of his. And I'm sure maybe one day you'll see him. So if you like that, I'm sure maybe. But whatever. But Johnny Gargano, he has told me, you know, he's seen his T-shirt sales go up and his Twitter followers and all that kind of stuff. So it's helped him. And then that's made him a bigger name for us. Like, for instance, that New York weekend in October of all 49, we had Johnny Gargano versus Ethan Page in an I Quit match, which was an awesome match. Everyone should check that out. And we didn't have Johnny Gargano on the next show the next night because he had a family commitment that he couldn't get out of. So our attendance was up for the show with him on it. Now, whether that's directly related to him and his NXT thing, that's kind of too early to see. The one thing that Sami Zayn did was make a huge impact on our business. He did increase a lot of attention on us, and our ticket sales did climb noticeably. He wasn't on the I pay-per-view, so we couldn't judge that, but he didn't have a big effect on our live attendance. So it did pay off there, and that's exactly what WWE wanted to happen. That's why they sent them to us, and that's what we were looking for out of it. So, you know, right now it's still a little too early to see, but I think as things grow and develop, it'll become pretty clear. But I don't see how it's not going to benefit our business. The more people who are excited about wrestling, the better thing. I'll give you an example. I was talking to a longtime friend of mine. I met him in ECW, and we like the same music, and we've been friends for about 20 years now. And he hadn't come to one of our shows in a while because of work. And he used to bring a group of friends, and they kind of disappeared off the indie scene. And he messaged me on Facebook the other day, and he goes, "Hey, my friends have been watching NXT, and they want to start hitting up indie shows again. I got like four or five people, and a few of them are new people, and this is all based on NXT. When's your next shows?" So I believe you're going to see that kind of thing start happen more and more going into next year as NXT gains popularity and as the wrestlers come from us and go to there. And like I said, you know, we're always about creating new talent, and that's what's happening right now. That's why we're doing that round robin tournament in January. So we always have an eye on that to keep the flow of talent going, and that's a major goal of ours going into 2016.
You know what's amazing is I know that the WWE Network has like 1.25 million subscribers and that sort of thing, but I was always kind of under the impression that, you know, maybe 400,000 of them actually watch NXT. I don't think that's right. I don't know if we'll ever get numbers, but I see like the Destination America numbers for Impact and Ring of Honor, and way more people talk about NXT than either of those promotions. Ring of Honor is probably in second place because they've got the Sinclair as well, but there's a lot of people, watching NXT, and the reason I brought up the Evolve was Ring of Honor got on Sinclair, and they got on Destination America, and I think it's more the Sinclair deal, but it's taken a long time, like probably at least a year, but their attendance and their business has gone up as a result of that deal. And I think that if your guys continue to work NXT events, I don't think it's going to be like an overnight switch to all of a sudden really helping you out. But I think if you maintain this relationship 6, 8, 9 months, I think that you're really going to see a big bump.
Well, there's a huge difference between being on like a cable station and being on WWE Network, where NXT is that WWE Network is a captive audience that has seeked out the product. So those are your diehard fans right there that are most likely to support it. I mean, you look at that Brooklyn show that NXT had that I was at. I mean, it was amazing. It was 15,000 people or whatever it was, and it was a completely different crowd than a regular WWE show. It was a new audience, but you figure those people are coming based on the network, and they're captive. It's a captive audience that seeked it out for $10 a month and is willing to stream it, whereas more of like on a cable station, you might get more casual people where nothing else is on, or they stumble across it, or they're like, okay, well, I got nothing to do right now. I'm going to watch a show. And those people are less likely to and become followers. Now, obviously, when you get that kind of exposure the way ROH has, you know, when you look at it and they're you know, what are they seeing now, by 250,000, 300,000 people a week or whatever it is? And okay, so their attendance has gone up, what, a few hundred people a show, would you say? You know better than I the numbers, but that's obviously effective, and they've obviously gained fans. But then you look at the proportion of the people that would watch something on WWE Network who's a captive audience and then turn around and support the product, because they are a fan base that seeked it out. I think you're going to have a much larger percentage of the people who seek it out. So I think that explains a lot of the NXT thing. And also why it's important, like, you have a guy like Sami Zayn, you know, come to your show and the attendance does go up a lot, because you are hitting that fan base. You know, you are hitting the diehard fans. And right now there's a 1.25, which is quite an audience to draw from.
All right, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. We only have a moment, but Gabe, tell us what's going on with Solomon Crow, if you have any idea.
Don't really know. I haven't checked in with him yet, but he is going to be a credit to wherever he goes. And he has my highest recommendation, so I'm looking forward to seeing what the future brings with him.
He is no longer a part of NXT as of today. So, I guess we'll be seeing him around, probably in a lot of places after his NXT run. WWNLive.com, DGUSA.TV, there is a big sale, Black Friday sale starting tomorrow. A lot of Blu-rays being sold for, what do you want to call it, bargain
cheap.
Bin prices?
We're going to call them cheap. We're
cheap.
Throwing them out there. It's been a big part of the development of our business this year, so now you're going to be able to pick them up for cheap this weekend.
That's right. So there's all sorts of stuff up there. What other stuff is going to be on sale this weekend?
We got DVDs, our lowest prices ever from Dragon Gate USA, from Evolve, from Shine, the live the iPay-per-views on demand. When you buy them, you will get unlimited viewing. They'll be 33% off and $9.99 each. That's their best way to check out all our most recent shows. And that's about covers it. You know, we want to focus on the Blu-rays. We got eight new ones coming out tomorrow from the various promotions and on the DVDs, clearing those out, and on the iPay-per-views. So WWNLive.com, DGUSA.TV. I appreciate it, Brian.
Well, Gabe, I want to thank you again as always. We'll have you back on again soon, maybe before the Royal Rumble swing. And check it out, everybody, WWNLive.com, DGUSA.TV. We are out of time. I want to thank Mike as always, all of the callers and listeners. Every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.